In this session, Dr. Hawkins will share his insights about the challenges that the world is facing and how we, as citizens of the world, can avoid the pitfalls and bring greater consciousness to our own lives and to the world as a whole. We'll start out here with a segment from one of David's seminars as he addresses the question on what is the purpose of human life.
What is the purpose of human life? You see, all these questions arise because how you answer these existential things, they seem abstract. But it is how you answer these, which look like a generality, that defines how you choose the particulars, the value of human life, the purpose of human life. In my view, the purpose of human life is to serve God, to serve humanity, and to serve yourself. To serve yourself, and to serve God by serving yourself, and to serve your fellow man. You fulfill your obligation and your destiny and potentiality to serve God, self, and your fellow man. Having done that, is there anything left you can think of to do? That pretty much clears off the desk, doesn't it? You've done all you can to serve God, to serve your obligation to yourself, to move from self for the smallest to self for the largest, and your fellow man, and thereby serve God. Yeah? To be a channel of God's will for the good of all of mankind, as well as your own evolution. Because after all, you are part of mankind, so don't leave yourself out. It isn't you versus mankind. You are part of mankind. So in serving mankind, you serve yourself as well. The purpose of human life, then, if that's what it is, and the fulfillment of one's destiny, and you fulfill that by service to yourself, God, and fellow man. Love is now becomes a quality instead of an emotion. You see, people think of love. Oh, baby, Ken, so I love you. Love is a way of defining one's own reality. It's a quality. It's because of lovingness that you step over the black beetle because you appreciate the gift of life. Because love is valuable. You know, love of quality, the essence and the good. And all of this, as we said earlier, affects how you see and experience the world. The childhood experiences then are the beginning of the building of these stacks. And as parents, to bring all the beauty, music, and spiritual qualities we can. All of these end up as cultural norms and mores, whether or not people believe in it or not. They say, well, I don't believe in ethics and morality and God and religion and all that 1950s crap. And all they're reciting now is what has become a cultural norm in the mores of our current day. The mental impact and programming that goes on, we've already spoken about. All of this is advanced by technology and the effective forms of communication. We have access now to vast accumulations of knowledge. And out of all of that, from the house of mirrors, we eventually learn how to sort the wheat from the chaff and get rid of opinion, narcissism, relativism, and instead develop goals and ego ideals, that which we wish to become. And then you begin to identify with the models of that. Society needs heroes. Society needs models. That's why I believe Bill Cosby, yes, Bill Cosby. Bill, of course, does that mentoring. So I believe strongly in mentoring.